Okay, and we're away. Today is Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. My name is Kirby Fenwick, and I'm joined today by Ashley Cochran. We'll be discussing the first game of the inaugural AFLW season played between Carlton and Collingwood on Friday, February 3rd, 2017. Thank you for being a part of this project.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a little bit of background. Can you tell me what role football has played in your life?
When I was younger, I used to go out to these fields and play, do kick to kick with a family friend and like a younger kid that we were family friends with. And I used to love doing it. I used to go to the football all the time with my family, particularly my mum, because she was a St Kilda supporter, and we used to go to the finals together. And then I switched over to Collingwood, and I've ever since then I've always grown up with football, but I've never played it as such, like, because there's never been the avenues to play football for women. Obviously there were in some places, but down my way there wasn't.
What is it about football? What is it about footy that you enjoy so much, or that you love so much?
I think I love the community aspect of football. I've met so many people, especially in the last 2 years because of Twitter, and there's that football community on Twitter. I've just befriended so many people. I'm so stuck. I don't know what else to say.
That's okay. Let's move on.
Sorry.
That's all right. What about women's football? Had you had much to do with women's football, or known much about women's football prior to the AFLW?
My sister got asked to a few years. I think it was like 2 years before the AFL women's. There was a competition, a league that started in our area, and my sister joined up, and it was in juniors, so she was about 16, 17. So I used to watch her play, but I think I was into my tennis and my netball, so I decided not to as such. I think it was more her age group, so I'm a little bit older than her. And I used to go watch her play, and it was just really awesome to see how much it's grown in this area since then. After that, when they grew up, so a few years later, they decided to do put in for a senior team in one of the leagues, because they thought that there was nowhere else for them to go, so they decided that they needed to have a seniors league for them, because they'd grown out of playing in juniors. So that's before, that was what, yeah, it's about 2 years before the AFL women's league was announced. So yeah, that's my level of, that's where I've, yeah, that's, sorry. That's where I started watching, really getting into it as such.
How did you feel when the AFLW competition was announced in 2016?
When it was announced, I felt so elated, and I was at uni, and because I do a visual arts course, a lot of my work is to do with women in football. So it was just an amazing feeling to hear that the AFL had decided to have a women's league. I'd been watching the VFL women's And I thought it was just awesome that they'd finally gotten the opportunity to play in a higher league, and for it to be televised as well was an awesome thing for them, because they hadn't really had that opportunity and they hadn't had that promotion before. So, yeah, I've felt so happy and excited that women were finally being recognised for the contributions that they've been putting into the game for about 100 years. So I thought it was a very important step for women in footy.
Let's go to the lead up to that first game. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. When did you decide that you wanted to be at that first game?
Probably as soon as I think I decided as soon as the fixture went out, because I'm a Collingwood supporter, it was probably an easier decision. But I think no matter what, I would have gone to the first game as long as it was in Melbourne. I would have gone to the game.
Why? Why did you want to be there? Apart from being a Collingwood supporter, why did you want to go to that first game?
I think it was such an amazing
Take your time. You're not in a hurry.
It's been a long time coming, and I think I just wanted to be there because it was such an important game, and I knew that it was going to be such an amazing experience to be able to go and share with other people. And I think the women deserved a big crowd for all the efforts that they had put into leading up to the first game, as well as everyone around, like Debbie Lee, and how much they'd put into the game. It deserved a big crowd, and I wanted to just experience such an enormous game in the history of women in sport. I just wanted to be there. Didn't matter who. I think I would have gone, as long as it was in Melbourne, I would have gone. It didn't matter if it was Melbourne or Carlton. I actually would have loved it to have been Western Bulldogs versus Melbourne because of what they'd done for the game. I think it would have been, even though I know Collingwood Carlton, the rivalry, I think Western Bulldogs versus Melbourne would have been just as awesome. And I think they'd put in so much for women in sport that I think they were deserved of that game, because I went to last year's exhibition match at Wynn Oval, and that had an awesome atmosphere as well. And I thought it would have been pretty cool to see those two teams go at it together too.
You'll get no disagreement from me about that one. What are your memories of the week or so leading up to that first game? There was a lot happening. What do you remember of the week or so leading up to the game?
Oh, well, geez, that was a long time ago.
So we had they moved the ground. We went from Collingwood's home ground to Icon Park, and there was a week. What did you think about that?
It's just ridiculous that I don't like that ground anyway. Like, I wish we weren't playing there. it's just, it's such an inadequate ground to have people, especially in summer, there's no shade whatsoever. And I just think that they underestimated how many people, which I think is really unfair towards the women, how they underestimated how many people would come. Like, a lot of people thought, oh yeah, there'd be more than, like, it doesn't, it's so inadequate, even for the VFL men's play there. And it's just not, I hate the ground for anyone to play there, like an actual match. Like, training's fine, but just a match, I just don't think it's the right place to play games at. So I was, wasn't surprised that they moved it. They shouldn't have had it there in the first place. But yeah. They should just, and I thought they were going to change it for this upcoming season, but obviously not. So I've been pretty vocal about the ground. I'm not sure where else they could play. I'm not sure what Vic Park is like. But yeah, I think it should have been there. It should never have had to move it. They should have already been playing at Icon Park.
How did you get to the game that night?
So I caught a training, and then I got the tram from Flinders Street. It was pretty packed. I thought they would have put more services on, but they didn't. I think they did for after the game, or maybe the week after. But I was like, they should have had more services.
So you get the tram up Royal Parade. Is that the tram that you caught?
Sorry.
That's okay. You caught the tram up Royal Parade. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. It took a while to get on a tram. There were so many people. I think I saw a few trams go by. So if you were getting on it like near Melbourne Central and that, you had pretty like a very little chance, because it was pretty packed on each station platform going up there. So it was very hard to get on trams up that way, and I just thought they didn't plan it well with transport and that. Like, I know a few people walked, but I was lucky I didn't get off at Melbourne Central, because I probably wouldn't have got in. I just got in just before the bounce, because I went and my friend had saved me a seat, so I went and sat with her. But yeah, it was crazy, and it was just chaos at near Flinders Street.
So you get to the ground, you're walking up to Princes Park. What do you remember seeing around the ground that night?
On that night, I remember seeing so many people outside, and there was a few people that could just walk straight in if they didn't have bags and that, and then there was standing around with people that needed to get their bag searched, and then you walked in, there were people with the records and that, selling the records. It was just crazy trying to get around the ground, like, it was, because the ground is very, you go underneath and then over up the stairs and then around the ground, and my friend was on the opposite side, so it took me ages to get around because it was so packed with people trying to get around. But yeah, it was just crazy. I was just so crazy trying to but it was just amazing. Like, the atmosphere was amazing, but just very chaotic, and obviously the AFL didn't expect that to happen. But I think other people did. They expected there to be a big crowd for a first game of something so big. And, like, I know a lot of football teams, like women's football teams, they were coming in as groups, coming in to watch. So there would have been so many they all came in together as groups. Like, cause my sister, I think her football club, they were all going in with their friends and that. So I think they underestimated that aspect of how many people would come in. But yeah, it was just trying to get to your seat is crazy too. Trying to get up to where my friend was sitting. But yeah, it was amazing. Just the atmosphere and the buzz in the stadium.
So you make it to your seat. You're sitting there. What's going through your mind? You're at the first ever AFLW game. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
Just amazement that it's actually happening. Because I thought it was going to be a few more years away, and just so happy that these women get to experience this. And I think it made it so much better just how many people were there, and I think they deserved that as well. And just, it was just an amazing, I think the weather as well, like it was so sunny and it just brought it all together. It was just amazing, and I felt so happy that I'm so glad that I went as well. And I'm so happy so many people wanted to go as well.
What was the atmosphere like that night? How would you describe the atmosphere in the ground that night?
Crazy. It was just, because when I went to the exhibition match, that was big, and that, there were so many people there, like 10,000 plus there. But then going, and because that's more of an open, Winnova was more open, but at Icon Park, it's more closed in. It's all seating around. It was just crazy, like chants as well going up. And when Carlton, even though Collingwood lost, I can remember saying to my friend Katie, I didn't feel sad or anything, because just the Carlton, when Carlton got the ball down this way at our end, it was just amazing how the crowd and everything got behind them, and which I know we should expect that, but it was just amazing. And at the end, I think also the amazing bit at the end was how of every match the women would go up to the fans after, and I think that's what everyone fell in love with, women would go to the fans and sign things, and they did a lap. Even Collingwood did, even though they lost, they did as well, because they'd obviously, their families were in the crowd, and they just couldn't believe what was happening. Like, it was happening to them, and they got to be a part of it. And I just thought that was an amazing aspect of it as well. Seeing all the players come up to the fans and do laps around the oval after, and it was just an amazing atmosphere. And then after, people kicking the ball on the field, that was great as well. But yeah, it was just an incredible, just made me so happy to see so many people there, and so many people taking it in, and just everyone cheering. And yeah, it was incredible. But yeah, that first game, I think it was just amazing to see what had they were achieving. And yeah, I'm really happy that I decided to go. But But I knew of a lot of people that were already going as well, so I didn't get to see them because it was so like crazy trying to get around to my seat. But yeah, I was very lucky I got in though, because I think maybe 10 minutes later got called a lockout, and I was just very lucky that I'd got the tram when I did. So I think a few trams after, they would have missed getting in. And I actually came in early as well, so it was just crazy how, and I saw photos online of the lines before the gates opened, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna have to try and race in now. But yeah, it's just incredible to see how many people turned out, and as well as the other games as well, how many people went to the other games in the first round, which was awesome. Even the one between Melbourne and Brisbane, where it was nearly hailing down in Casey and Cranbourne, and oh, it was just amazing how many people showed up. I would love for it to be ticketed in a few years, where it's so at least there's some money being generated for the women. But yeah, it was just crazy and chaotic as well, which is probably on AFL's part, but oh, I'm just really happy that I was there and I got to experience such an amazing night. So I'm very excited for this year as well, and for the next few years when the other teams come into it.
What about the crowd that night? Would you say it was a traditional footy crowd, or was there something different about it?
I think there was the Carlton versus Collingwood kind of side to it, but I think there was a lot of young girls. I remember seeing the young girls with so happy that they have people to look up to as well, and I think it was a very family, like I know football usually is, but I don't know, it felt very different, that it was very family oriented, and it was like a lot of like football communities coming together from like football clubs with a lot of, I think, I don't know, it felt very different. It felt more inclusive as a whole, because so many women had gone, like there was a lot of men there as well, which I thought was really great that they'd come along. But I thought that it was, I don't know, it did feel different as well. I think a lot of people have said, oh, this, it's bringing back that suburban football back into the roots of that, that's coming back with the women's football. Like that's the kind of feeling you get. Whereas at a big, massive, like at a men's game, sometimes that gets lost. And I don't know, it just...
What about...
Just, yeah. So, yeah, sorry.
You're right. What about the actual game? Do you have many memories of the game?
I remember the first goal by Jasmine Garner, because that was always brought up as well after the game as well. I remember the huddles before the game, which was awesome. I took a photo of that. I just remember how loud Carlton, like the fans of Carlton who were going for Carlton were. Like they were very loud in that smallish, like it's still a big stadium, but still small compared to other stadiums, but it was like it was very loud, warm in the sun, because the sun was directly on us where I was sitting. Everyone getting behind Darcy, I think that was this year, I think that was pretty awesome. I just also remember after the game, all the players were running around doing laps, coming up to fans and family, and yeah, that was pretty awesome. And the kick to kick after as well. and Carlton winning. Remember that. But yeah, it just didn't, after the game, it didn't feel like a team had lost, which I think maybe that was a given beforehand, but it just felt great to be there. And yeah, it was incredible. Yeah, Carlton played so well as well. They were amazing, and I think their forward line was very strong in that game. And I think they must have. I think Collingwood, I don't know, they needed a few more games to work together, kind of thing. And I think Carlton, from the get go, seemed to have a pretty strong team. I don't know, could work together well.
Were there
Yeah.
Were there any players that stood out to you?
Probably Darcy this year. Jasmine Garner did as well, because she kicked the first goal. But I think Darcy Vecchio probably stood tall in the forward line for Carlton. But yeah, definitely as a whole, Carlton's team played amazing, and they worked really well as a team, and that shone on the night.
So the final siren goes, Carlton win. What do you remember thinking and feeling in those moments after the siren's gone? You've just seen the first ever AFLW game.
Elation. I felt happy. I felt so happy and excited for what just happened. And there was a real, like, my friends, they left, but I decided to stay just to take it all in. It was just amazing how, like, people left, but the amount of people that stayed after, obviously some wanted to do kick to kick, but a lot of them wanted to see the players. And yeah, I just wanted to take it all in, and that feeling of excitement. And I think there's a lot of adrenaline that night, like, just if so much was happening at the one time, but it was all good, positive things. It wasn't anything negative, except for the lockout was a great thing, but also it showed that the AFL needed to do better, kind of thing. But it was just an amazing thing to witness and to be a part of. I think I'm just very glad and so proud of all the women that played that night, as well as the ones behind the scenes and the ones that have driven this game for 100+ years to where it's finally ended up at. It's just, and where it's starting to grow even more. And I think it was just this taste of what was about to happen, kind of thing. There was a lot of feelings running through at that stage. I was very excited for the rest of the weekend as well. I think I've watched every game, especially the Melbourne-Brisbane game. I thought that was a crazy game as well. But yeah, a lot of feelings. I thought I was gonna miss out on being in there because of so many people, but very glad I managed to just get in.
When you reflect on that first game now, what does it mean to you?
Means of a hell of a lot. I just to be able to witness them playing in such a high league, it makes me really happy. And I don't know if I'm, even though I don't know if I'll ever play, but just that knowing that they're there as great role models for younger kids as well, both boys and girls, it just makes me so happy, and so proud. And it's hard to articulate. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad I witnessed it, and I'm glad that so many people have got behind it, and it's made me so happy. But even though there's been a lot of, there was a lot of negativity beforehand from some sports fans, that some AFL fans, it's just been amazing how they've ignored that. They might have taken it in, but they've used that as a positive, not positive, as a drive to make themselves play, to make themselves better, to make themselves, like, they've just used it as a drive. But yeah, it's been amazing, and I'm glad that I've been able to, yeah, witness it.
And what about more broadly, like for the wider Australian community, what do you think it means that we have an AFLW competition?
For the wider community, I think it encourages so many younger people to play, but also I've seen so many people that I know that they've my age and even older, they've gotten into playing football, and I think it's brought around this, it's such a big positive, and it's encouraged so many people to play, and I don't know, it's a big positive. I feel like it's improved AFL as a whole, with the community feel, and just how much it's grown locally around the nation as well. And so many clubs that didn't have women's teams now have them, because people have gone to them and they've wanted to play, and they've had that growth, and that so many people. But it's also, I've seen so many people that couldn't play say how much it's made them happy that people have got that avenue to play now. Like, they can't play now because they think they're too old to play, but it's they're so happy that people, younger people, have that opportunity to play now. And just that it's there if someone wants to, that it's there, whereas back in the day it wasn't there for them. Like, some places, yeah, maybe it was, but it wasn't as readily as it is now. But I think it's good as a whole, as well as it's instilling young boys to be, to see that women can play and you don't need to put them down if they do want to play, kind of thing. And yeah, I think it's a good thing for everyone in the community to see that this can work and this is going to be successful.
Why did you want to be a part of this documentary?
Because I love women in football, and I thought that it was a great project to bring to the people, to see, to show people how much it has given so many people so much happiness, and it's to just show that it does affect people seeing women in football and how it has changed people's outlooks as well. And because I've seen so many people that were against, or they'd given a negative side to women in football. They didn't really want to have that league. They didn't want them to have that opportunity. They'd prefer them to just play VFL women's and that's it. But then after seeing it, after the first season, their minds changed, and they saw the kind of change it brought to younger people as well as older people. And I think a project like this to show people that it does matter is a great way to maybe change other people's minds as well, and as well as just be it something something to look back on in a few years' time, that look, that happened and it was a great moment in time as well. And just to see how much it might have changed in a few years' time as well, it's a great... Because I do a lot of work with women in football, with my art, and a lot of it started out being as a thing to show how the difference between women in sport are treated compared to men. But now it's changed since... Women's, like, I know they still get called names, but I think people's attitudes towards them have changed a little bit, like not much, but it's still changed, and it's, I don't know, I think people are focusing on the positives now rather than the negatives, and my work has changed in that aspect. And I think projects like this just show how much the league matters and how much the league has affected internally, but also, and personally and individually, but also as a wider community, how it's affected the growth of women in sport positively in that. But yeah, I think it's a good thing to have a project like this, because I know we've seen them do docos on ABC and that of the women, like the players. But I think it's good to also talk to those that it affected in the community, because it obviously has changed people for the better as well.
Absolutely. What are you looking forward to next year, AFLW season 2?
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the new players coming into it. And seeing how they change their dynamics of each team, and seeing how Adelaide perform, and seeing how they deal with the pressure of being the team to be like chased kind of thing. I'm also looking forward to seeing how many people get to the games as well. I'm also looking forward to obviously seeing how Collingwood perform, because I think last season they were very slow starters. I'm also looking forward to seeing if like new players that come up to being like cult figures kind of thing, like Darcy Vesher for this season, and Daisy Pearce obviously was already before the season started. But yeah, seeing the players that really start to shine, like I'm just looking forward to seeing how much they improve as well, because I think they improve so much from the first game to the last game, the last round, even the grand final. I think that there was such a big improvement being in a different, like being able to, the facilities they got to use as well, and the training ground, and being able to use those facilities more often helped them as well, and having the mentors they had. And I think it's just going to be great to see how much more they improve this season.
For sure. I'm super excited to see that too. When you think about that first game now, is there a favourite moment that has stayed with you?
I think seeing them huddle for the first time on the ground all together, I think that always sticks out to me, both teams doing that, as well as like the first goal. But I think Darcy Vesciro probably stood out to me the most, and then the last thing that stood out to me was the after the game, just seeing them all come together and take it all in, that they just did that. They just played the first game, and then going up to fans, and I think that stood with me, because I didn't go up to the fans. I stood a bit back just to take it all in, and I think that was amazing too. And after every game, it was amazing just to see the players go around to all the fans around the ground. But yeah, definitely, yeah, there was a few things that really, definitely the huddles at the start of the game, and when they went through the banners for the first time, I thought that was pretty big as well.
Lots of special moments.
Yeah, there was, definitely was.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today and sharing your memories from that first ever AFLW game.
Well, thank you so much for doing this project, and thank you for ringing me up again as well.
No problem.